Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is the start of the NCAA Basketball Championship, to me, the greatest sporting event in America because it's coast-to-coast, and it's a three-week event. Love it. We'll talk a little about that. Even though this is a golf show, we will talk about that. Talk about last week's event on the PGA Tour, the Valspar Championship, a complete survey, if you will, of the Arnold Palmer Invitational presented by MasterCard, one of the longest-running great events on the PGA Tour, and other assorted tidbits, including, as always, game. Let me get started with last week's event. The Valspar ended up being a playoff between Billy Haas and Charles Schwartzel, 7-under par, one of the highest scoring final round events of the year and one of the highest scoring eventual 72-hole events. They ended up in a tie. Haas could not finish the tournament and win it, and Schwartzel had a great 67, one of the great rounds of the day in an extremely windy and difficult situation. That golf course is tough enough to start with. Throw a little wind in and whip it around a little bit. We have got a recipe for some highs. Saw that at the Copperhead course at the Innisbrook Resort. So congratulations to Schwartz, who makes a par on the first extra hole and wins the Valspar Championship, a vaulting hope for him to get him play well at Augusta, and of course we know he is a champion at Augusta. So now let's chat for considerable length of time here about the Arnold Palmer Invitational. First of all, Arnie announced this week that he will not hit the ceremonial shot anymore along with Jack and Harry at the Masters, and we'll miss him doing that, but he understands that Father Time is catching up with him. He's got a bad shoulder. Just his presence there is fine. It's not a big deal. Question is, will they have somebody join the deuce, or will they do it alone this year? Obvious choice would be, in my opinion, Ben Crenshaw. Raymond Floyd's a possible choice as well, but Crenshaw retiring last year from playing at Augusta would be a fabulous choice because he spans a little different generation than the other two. He actually has that, their generation plus the newer generation that he founded with guys like Watson and Irwin. And it could be just wonderful. Either way, regardless, there is nothing like the Augusta National. I had the privilege of being there 4 years ago, and I can tell you, if you ever have a chance, don't turn it down. You've got to go. This week, Arnie's tournament has, I don't want to say at all, taken a back seat to other events, but it now is 1 week before the World Match Play, the Dell World Match Play that will be played in Austin, Texas next week, and then Houston and then on to Augusta. So it's in a little bit of a tough spot. What they've done, they made an announcement that the purse will be raised from $6.3 to $8.4 million, and the normal two-year exemption for winning a PGA Tour event will be raised to $3 million. This is all done in an effort to spotlight this tournament, get a little bit more of the better players to come on board. Now, I won't say there's ever a bad PGA Tour event, but a lot of guys have skipped Arnie's tournament in the past. And this year, it's 120. Remember, it is one of four invitational events. So it's a slightly abbreviated field from the normal 144 this time of year with daylight as it is to 120. 15 major champions. Let's highlight some of the groups that I'm really going to be keeping my eye on. Ian Poulter, who's done well here before with Mark Leishman and Brendan Steele. Interesting threesome. Solid. I like Adam Scott. His is back after a week off with Brant Snedeker and Henrik Stenson. How can you not like that group of ball strikers? Graham McDowell with Justin Rose and Matty Kuchar, another great threesome. Angel Cabrera, Webb Simpson, Ryan Moore. Two Champions Tour age guys, but still playing quite prominently on the PGA Tour. Davis Love with Vijay Singh, who's a winner here in the past, and Emilio Grillo. That's a very interesting group as well. Boo Weekly, who's starting to play some better golf with Brendan DeYoung and Jim Herman, who has played some pretty good golf in his career. Robert Gomez, a winner here many years ago with that chip-in from the middle of the fairway. I won't call it a chip-in. It was a regular five-iron. Went in, and he will be in this event, and he is playing with Rob Oppenheim and David Hronek. Keegan Bradley with Luke Donald and Retief Goosen. The Goose always plays well at the Valspar. Will it carry over this week? We'll find out. To me, one of the most interesting players in the field is amateur Bryson DeChambeau. Now, Bryson DeChambeau won the NCAA and individual, and he also won the U.S. Amateur same year. This kid is really good. He will be turning pro, I believe he said, after Augusta, but he's certainly going to be playing there in 3 weeks, and we can't wait to see him. I like him playing well this week at Arnie's event. I really do. Hideki Matsuyama is going to be playing with Jason Day and Zach Johnson. That's another great group. So you've got a lot. I mean, it's loaded. Scott Brown with Hudson Swafford and Kiradech Efrabonrat. I don't know why that group is intriguing to me. And one last one that I'll point out, Ernie Els, who always plays in Arnie's event, with Billy Horschel, who's won this event, and Ryan Palmer, the Texan who is trending year after year, getting better and better and better. So I will have my picks for that tournament coming up shortly. One more note on Arnie. He said he won't be as visible at this year's event. Wonder if he'll even make an appearance on NBC or the Golf Channel during the broadcast. I sure hope he does. They said he was out Monday and Tuesday at the practice range watching guys hit and shaking hands. So hopefully he's feeling well. He's got a bad shoulder. He's not moving around as well as he has in the past. So let's just hope that Arnie at 86 can keep going on and on forever, because he is nothing short of the king. In fact, I will say the first time I saw him was in 1967, and everything I did, I wanted to be like Arnie. Who didn't when he was a 14-year-old teenager? Arnie was cool. Okay, so now it's on to my strategy for today. And I've gotten really, really good, and I know you will, at chipping around the greens. So I'm going to give you my strategy today is how to get close to the pin. Now, a lot of amateur golfers don't have a feel for this part of the game because they do not have direction on how, first of all, how to hit the shot, where to play the shot in your stance so that you can make the best contact, and also where to land the ball. Remember, your landing spot is not the hole. You want to think this through. Where do I want to land this? Talk out loud. Where do I want to land this shot so it can roll as close to the hole as I can possibly get it? That's the thing. That's the thought. Do not look at the hole, because that has nothing to do with where you want to land the ball, okay? So look at a spot or an area that you want to land the ball that you think will allow the ball to get close to the hole the way you're going to hit the shot. A lot of people look at me when I play and they go, how did you get it to react so well? And the way you do it is you play the ball either in the middle or a little farther back in your stance, depending on how far the shot is, 30 yards, 40 yards, 15 or 20 yards. Sometimes they're pretty short. And you want to make sure that you set the club down and square the club face to the ball through to the target that you want to land it on. To avoid at all costs an open or a closed club face because the ball will not go straight. Remember, straighter is greater. So you want to trap the golf ball into the ground so it pops up and has a reaction when it lands on the green where it won't run too far, it won't check up too short. It all depends on all sorts of variables, but this is the fun part of you becoming the best golfer you can be. You have to learn to do this, and you have to play with it. There is no magic, but if you do the fundamentals of the process and the system, and you allow them to enter into each and every shot, especially these, you will get closer to the hole, and you will be in a position to get up and down. So once again, reiterating the strategy, square the club face to the ball, through to the target, and come down on the golf ball with a fairly sharp up and down motion. If you do not do that, you're liable to hit behind the ball and either chili dip or just skid it, neither of which is the result that you want. That is my strategy for today. Okay, the Arnold Palmer Invitational at the Bay Hill Club and Lodge in Orlando, Florida. Here are my picks to win the tournament. Charles Howell, Scott Brown, and Ryan Moore. That's Howell, Brown, and Moore. Now, before we say goodbye, my email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I, S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. Love to hear from you on any subject. I've been talking about it for weeks. I'm going to mention it again right now. I said early in the year, the beginning of this calendar year, that neither Tiger Woods nor Phil Mickelson would ever win another PGA Tour event. Write me. Let me know what you think. Do you think that I'm wrong? Do you think that I'm right on either one or both? So far, I'm right. Phil's had opportunities, hasn't been able to close the door. So we'll see on that. I'm staying steadfast, by the way, with that prediction. Now, again, it's the beginning of the NCAA tournament. Can't resist it. Have to talk about it. There's a couple of teams I really like. Kansas is loaded. And when Bill Self is loaded, well, the one year he really was, he won the championship. The other team that's loaded, in my opinion, is Michigan State. The Michigan State Spartans, led by Tom Izzo. To me, this is the second best team that Tom Izzo has ever had. I think the best team he had was the Flintstones in 2000 when they beat my Florida Gators to win the national title. I'm not saying just because they beat the Gators. I think they were really the best team he's ever had. Izzo rarely has all the great talent. This year, he has a chance to win the whole thing for the second time. And I like Michigan State cutting down the nets April 4th in Houston. Love your comments on that as well. So until next week, when we'll talk extensively about the Dell World Match Play leading into Houston, leading into Augusta. All of this excitement coming down with the NCAA tournament and the Masters right around the corner. It's a great, great time in the world of sports. So until next week, Bob Geismar saying thank you so much for being with me, and so long for now.